my name is Ariela Rada, and I am the Consul for Academic and Community Affairs at the Israeli Consulate to the Midwest, which is located in Chicago.
That's kind of a long and complicated title. What is it that you actually do?
So basically, I mean, the consulate is active in different fields, but what I am responsible for is I'm dealing with everything includes to academic means, campuses, initiatives, events, just everything that happens in the different universities. And then I'm also dealing with communities, which means it's reaching out to different communities in the Midwest, means Afro-American, Hispanic, and all the other communities. And I'm also dealing with economic development and interfaith.
Some of the information that I got about you ahead of this mentioned that you do some work in the area of educating people about Jewish people of color. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Of course. So one of the things that I discovered, and I was also surprised, is that there is a lot of people that they are not aware to the fact that there is a large Jewish people that came from Ethiopia, Jewish of color, that lives in Israel. So right now in Israel, we have 150,000 Ethiopians living there. It's a huge number. And a lot of people, they don't even know that there is, you know, this community actually lived in Israel. So I was born to a Jewish family in Ethiopia, and I did a very long journey with my family as like all of my community in Israel in order to arrive to Jerusalem. Jerusalem and Israel was something that my ancestors heard for years. They were yearning, dreaming, thinking about arriving to Israel. And then in the 80s, they actually had the opportunity to make this journey and to arrive to Jerusalem. And so my family was one of those families that did the journey, a very difficult one where a lot of people lost their life, but they did it because they wanted to fulfill the dream of arriving to their ancestral home. So a lot of times when I go to places and I am the Israeli representative because I'm a diplomat, a lot of people are surprised that it's me because they are imagining maybe something else. There is thinking that all the people lived in Israel look the same. So they're supposed to be white maybe, they're supposed to have blue eyes. And then when I come, it's surprising, people are shocked. There is a need to show the diversity that exists in Israel.
How has that job coming, being in the United States and educating people about the different aspects of Israel changed in the last few years?
I think that one of the things that I can tell you about when I arrived to the United States, so before I came here, I was 2 years in Peru, in Lima, Peru. And so when I arrived to the U.S., I honestly thought that I'm coming to a place that the majority of people knows about Israel. The majority of people has, you know, this is like a developed country. You have like Google, you have technology and everything. So I thought that I'm coming to a place where most of the people knows everything. And then when I found out that it's not the reality. I mean, there are a lot of educated people here that knows, you know, fair amount of details about Israel, but there are a lot of parts that people, they don't know anything about Israel. So one of the things that, I mean, that you can see here happening in the last years, and it's not only in the U.S., it's all over the world, is that people are being exposed to Israel as the things that they see in the media. So the things that you see in the media will be related to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It will be about the missiles that are being, you know, fired. It will be about wars that are happening. There are terror attacks. And so it's all about things that actually, like, sells, right? Things that the media can show and will be interesting for people. But they don't see the other things. And so lately you can see that there is more information about Israel.
How has your visit in South Bend been?
Well, I have to tell you that one of the things that I really appreciate is the, is it Hoosier? The Hoosier welcoming. I've learned a new word, but it's a very warm welcoming. So people here are very nice. So I really enjoyed my time here at South Bend. I think that it was a little bit short because I'm here just a day and a half. So I think that I need to come back here. I haven't seen a lot, but from what I saw, I'm definitely coming back very soon.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.